This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Callum McSwiggan.
Callum McSwiggan.
On FUBAR Radio.
What are you doing Friday? Wanna help my world collide? Let's make a bow with all cut ties. Do you want his number? Or shall I be the one to call? I haven't seen him much at all. It could be weird, but I think I'm into it. You know I'm one for the overly passionate. I like you and I loved him. We could all be the best kind of friends. You said you're into closure. Shake hands like you're supposed to. I'll be in the middle way to get along. You've got so much in common. Talk about your taste in women. I'll be in the middle for you to get along. Hey! Does he smile like I do? Oh, it was shared despite our flaws. I held his hand like I hold yours. Thanks for understanding. Oh, this could be a lot of fun. So break the awkward common down. It could be weird, but I think I'm into it. You know I'm one for the overly passionate. I like you, and I loved him. We could all be the best kind of friends. You said you're into closure. Shake hands like you're supposed to. I'll be in the middle for you to get along. You've got so much in common. Talk about your taste in women. I'll be in the middle for you to get along.
Welcome back to the Callum McSwiggan Show. That was a little bit of Dodie there, and I absolutely am completely obsessed with Dodie. She is my favourite person in the world. Today, I am joined by the wonderful Melanie Murphy and Jessica, I don't know your surname.
Brennan.
Jessica Brennan, obviously.
She's
YouTube
Jessie
sensation.
B. Jessie B.
And you guys are sisters.
We are.
We're two Irish bitches who happen to be related.
Unfortunately.
I was wondering how far we were going to get in before somebody swore.
Bitches.
And it's about 20 seconds in, Melanie.
This is how our friendship was built, Cal.
It is how our friendship was built. And actually, that's what I want to talk about. That's how I want to start this show today.
Yay.
Melanie, is I want to speak about our friendship and how it blossomed. And
how deep are we going here?
Oh, Jesus. Like, you know, there are things you know you cannot say. This is radio.
Absolutely. Okay.
But luckily, okay, we have to be honest with the listeners here. This isn't actually live. We're actually pre-recording this while Melanie is over from Ireland.
The cheeky mistakes. Yes.
God, Jesus. So if you expose me, I'm going to make sure it's edited out. But please don't expose me. Please don't do it.
Okay. I love you.
What is your favourite memory you have with me?
Oh my goodness.
I know, there's a few to choose from.
It's just, there's so many memories of me and you where we will lock eyes because we have this exact same sense of humour.
We do.
That something will happen, someone will say something, or we'll remember something. We'll look at each other and we'll do this laugh where no noise comes out. We just make this face where we're like this, like staring at each other, it crippling up into a laugh. crippling.
The crippling.
Crumbling into this monstrous laugh. But we do it in public places, like on a dance floor, or like, and I like literally drop to the ground.
And people stare at us. Yeah. They do stare at us.
But I'm trying to think of something though. Like
it's all. All of the jokes Melanie and I have are incredibly dark and sinister.
Yes, we can't.
We can't say any of them.
I was talking to Cal about this the other day. We were private messaging, and I was trying to explain to him. I've explained to my sister Jessica here, like, how bad they are.
Like,
I can't, like, you wouldn't even. No one will understand. And the only reason they're funny to us is because, like, we don't obviously think those things are true. It's like, how bad can we go? We're always trying to, like, out bad each other.
We're trying to out bad each other. It's like, who can say the more controversial thing? Who can say the more offensive
and
thing?
And we always have to delete our DMs on Twitter because we're like, what if we get hacked? it's the place where you just go to just let your brain die.
Yeah. But it's all meant in good fun.
Yes.
We're nice people, really. We just like to pretend to be monsters.
Yes.
Because it tickles each other.
You're really monsters.
Yeah, like, that's why we don't show anyone how monstrous we are, Cal.
They can't just find out. They can't find out. Well, girls, I'd like you to tell any lovely listeners who are listening who don't know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You each have 30 seconds to impress them and to tell them what you do and why they should go and subscribe to your YouTube channels, follow you on Twitter, follow you on Instagram, and we're going to start with Melanie.
Oh, God.
Go.
Okay, so I started YouTube 4 years ago. I was studying to be a teacher, and then I started my channel and I had a video go viral and it got 18 million views.
Wait, what video was that?
It was about my acne problems. I had really shitey skin. Shitey skin. And then, so I just, that gave me an incentive to kind of like keep going with YouTube, and I got really into the community then. Mm-hmm. I met loads of people and blah, blah, blah. And then now I make a lot of different types of videos. I've branched out and I just kind of, I consider myself a lifestyle channel, but I do topics ranging from like sexuality to food to like all sorts of mundane stuff and then deeper stuff. Like, I did a short film about abortion, which
amazing,
won a little
amazing
award recently.
Amazing short film. It did. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yay. And then I basically like talking about shit that used to like really bother me and that I wouldn't want anyone to know about. But I found that like with the acne thing, because mm-hmm. that I wanted only people with acne to see that, and then the media picked it up and it became this big thing. But then after that, I was like, I'm not actually that embarrassed by my scars on my skin anymore. I'm kind of like, everyone's seen it now.
Yeah.
So with everything else then, I found like just peeling back layer after layer after layer, now I'm really confident because people know all my shit. Do you know what I mean? And it's not like, I am an oversharer. I've always been an oversharer. I love sharing and connecting with people and stuff like that. But yeah, YouTube's just kind of like an extension of me. And then, yeah, I don't know. I just do loads of random shit. I wrote a book. That was lovely.
I love that. Just slip that in there.
Yeah,
I wrote a book.
By the way,
I'm a real
YouTuber now. I have a book. Where's your book?
It's on its way. All right, don't come for me. The book's on its way. It's happening. It's a thing.
It's in your belly growing.
Well, Melanie, you know what I love about your YouTube channel and your entire social presence and everything you do.
Or my subscribers, because you want my subscribers.
Well, I do want your subscribers, yeah. and I hate everything you do, and I think you're awful. But aside from that, on a nice note, aww, I like that. I feel like you are genuinely, authentically yourself, and in everything aww you do, I see you, and I don't see some kind of fabricated version of you.
And
I
you
see
know
you.
The deep me. You
I know the deep you.
The core
and I have
of me.
No idea why anyone else takes an interest in your life, but apparently they do.
I love you.
So, Jessica. Wait, do we call you Jessie, Jessica? What are we saying?
Jessie.
Jessie. Okay, yeah. Jessie. So, Melanie ignored the rules.
Yeah,
and
she
I asked
completely
her, I said, speak for 30 seconds, and she spoke for 3.5 hours.
That's what I do. That's what people watch me.
Shush, Melanie.
No,
you've had your moment in the spotlight.
It's
Jessie's turn.
It's my turn.
Pipe down.
Right,
Jessie, you can have as long as you want, because this bitch over here, Jesus.
Okay, so I started my YouTube just over a year ago, and mm-hmm. I always watched YouTube, and I was always like so mad about it, and I always wanted to start, and I never thought it was something I could actually do. And then so I started it, and I've become like so passionate about it. Like, I absolutely love it. I'm so determined to like keep working so hard with it, and like I kind of like focus on like beauty, and then I do fashion, I do a lot of lifestyle. I'm like really open as well on my channel. Like, I talk about a lot of different things, like things that like us as like people and girls and boys like that we all go through, and like, you know, topics like that I feel like aren't discussed enough on YouTube, like, you know what I mean, like,
yeah,
friendships, like toxic friendships, like all these kind of different things. And yeah, like I don't know, I just I'm still like growing my YouTube and all my social media.
But you're doing incredibly well. Yeah. Like your hard work is definitely paying off because you've been doing it a year now. And this is the question I hate the most, but I'm going to ask anyway. How many subscribers do you want at the moment?
Just over 60,000.
That's insane. Yeah, in a year.
I know.
I've been doing this for 4 fucking years and you're about to overtake me, you absolute monster.
You fucking bitch.
And you'll overtake her in a bit because we all know your content's better than Melanie Murphy's.
No, I'm getting a million before you.
You are not.
I'm halfway there, bitch. Oh, back off my gold
button. I reckon any day now, Melanie, your subscribers are going to start going down.
They're dropping.
You've got enough.
By the dozen.
The fact that
I'll start clickbaiting.
The fact that 500,000 people watch your nonsense is... It's shocking, to say the least.
They don't all watch it. The YouTube algorithm wants us all to die.
Oh, God, let's not get into that.
I want to hang myself.
We're all fucked. Right, let's have a little bit of The Middle by Jimmy Eat World. Attention, girl. Stop taking selfies. Put the phones
down. No, we're so beautiful.
Down.
Yeah.
You're not beautiful. Look, you're like a 6 out of 10, Melanie Murphy.
I'm like a really hot potato, okay?
Jessie's 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Scorching hot.
She is.
Yeah,
but,
Mel.
But I like to pretend I am too.
I know, but like, it's not like working, four, is it? It's not working,
it'd be
is
it? Tight four.
A 4.2, okay?
No, I wouldn't even go that far. Like, you know,
4.2 at an absolute push. Like, really pushing it.
Right,
I just want to bring your ego down. Okay, fine. We're playing a game, all right?
Oh, God. Okay.
This game is called Mixed Pleasures.
Ooh.
And can you see our fabulous wheel here in the studio?
A wheel?
Look at the fucking massive wheel.
Oh,
look
my God. It. Yeah, it's huge.
See, Jesse, acting unreal. Melanie Murphy.
Deadly.
Another skill you don't possess.
Yeah.
Though you
the
did.
Wheel. I'm tipsy. Leave me alone.
You were quite good at acting in your little short film.
No, I was acting that I couldn't see it. Oh, yeah, no, I was bad at
that.
<there.
laughs>
What do you mean it's not there?
I mean, it's fucking huge. How could you miss it?
Right, tweet us if you think it's actually here or not. Who is a better actor? Me pretending there's no wheel, or Cal and Jess pretending there is a wheel? I think I win.
Wow, look at the wheel.
It's unreal.
It's like, unreal.
There's no wheel. See, oh my god, Cal, oh, an Oscar.
Breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah, Cal, we have to get a selfie from that wheel.
Yeah, we will. We're going to post it on Instagram. Yeah, fucking expose you, Melanie.
He uses Photoshop, lads. Don't listen.
leave me alone. Leave me alone. Okay, do you want the rules to this game?
Yeah.
Okay. So on this wheel that is real, there are many different fetishes. And you guys have to figure out, shall I put you guys against each other? Do you want to be a team? What are we thinking?
Other,
sister
man.
Against sister?
Yeah,
that's what I'm
not?
Thinking.
Do you know what we need to do? What Jake Paul and them have done, and they've pitted their viewers against each
other.
We need to have rival things. Like that is the key to success on YouTube in 2017.
Don't tell them all.
Wait. Can we be rivals then? Because I need some subscribers.
No, because you're
no. You're I'm giving them to her.
Fine, give them to your fucking cows. Sister. Oh, nepotism is what that is.
Also, my YouTube channel is Jessie B, and I never said. So.
Oh yeah, subscribe to Jessie B.
Jessie B.
Melanie Murphy. We didn't ask who you were.
You've got enough subscribers, Miss Half a Million over
there.
Yeah,
Miss Half a Million.
Pipe down.
Half a million and 20,000. Just to let you know. Don't you dare act like those 20,000 people don't exist.
Right,
they matter. Right, okay. So would you like to take the wheel for a little spin? Who would like to spin first?
Mel.
Off you go then, Mel.
It's really
come
here,
on.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Fucking spin the wheel. Yeah, okay. It's landed on, and I can't read, so they've spelled this out for me. Stigmatophilia. Oh, I've missed one. Never mind. Okay. Stigmatophilia.
And what? So we both have to say what we think that is.
Yes.
Stigmatophilia. So it's a fetish.
Yeah, and all of them end in philia, by the way. So that is just means like the sexual desire for.
Oh my goodness. So stigma is the
stigmatophilia.
Stigmatophilia.
Yes.
Stigmatophilia.
Oh, I am going to make a guess that it's something to do with like getting clamped and pinched and stuff.
You're actually very, very close.
Oh, saucy.
I'm very impressed by how close you are.
Yeah.
Actually.
Right. So what did you say again?
That's my jam.
So what did you say? You said like
clamps and pinched and like hurting your skin.
So she's close, but just not close enough.
Not close enough. So you can steal this away from her, Jessie.
Okay, right. So I'm going to say...
And now she knows.
No, I don't know. I'm actually so clueless.
Can I expose you, Jessie? I just want to tell the listeners what you asked me earlier when you were in my house.
Oh,
actually, you asked me so many ridiculous things.
Okay. Right, go on. Oh, no, I don't even remember.
Shit. Oh, no. My favourite thing was when we got on the tube earlier. And Jessie beeped in. I had to lend her my debit card so she could beep in. And she was like, oh, so what's that for then? It's like that's you paying. She thought it was for free.
My card wouldn't work and I couldn't get through.
Jessie is sheltered, okay?
She's lived
Give
a sheltered
a
life.
I'm pure. I'm pure soul, okay?
She's a cinnamon roll.
Piss off.
A delicious cinnamon roll.
Delicious.
I would eat you up.
Thank you.
Should we date?
Yes.
Okay, great.
The babies.
Oh, the babies.
The babies would be
stunning.
So
imagine their eyes. My eyes and your eyes.
Oh, the level of blue.
They would be eyes
intense.
To kill for.
They'd pierce souls.
Like sapphires they would be.
Sapphires.
Yeah, like you can date and you can just sleep with other people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could like just turkey baster and just chuck it at you. That's how you make a baby in the modern day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Right, I'm going to say stigmophilia is...
That's not even what it is. Stigmatophilia.
You can't even say it right. Jesus. Right, so you say clamps and all. So I'm going to say like... No, I don't... Tying up and
No,
you fucked it. You fucked it.
You fucked it right
it
up.
All.
You know what? You deserve that.
She fell off her chair there just because it electrocuted her arse. Just please know.
That'll learn you. Okay, Melanie, do you want to steal it back?
Yeah. Can I guess again?
Yeah, you can.
No.
Is it like slicing the skin with like scalpels?
No, but again, you are fairly close. You were closer before.
Oh.
But again, you're in the right realm.
Needles.
You're very, very spikes. Close now.
She's on like
that, that's like 12
this
guesses.
Is not fair.
Pipe down, Melanie Murphy.
This is not fair.
Jesse, throwing it back over to you.
Right, so
we're thinking clamps, we're thinking needles. What could this be? Come on. You've got this. I believe in you.
Oh.
So like physically torturing someone?
Pain.
No. Absolutely not. Right, Melanie, this is your last chance to get this point. Come on, clamps, needles. Think about it.
Getting pierced.
You are absolutely correct.
No, they get turned on by getting pierced.
Body piercings and tattoos.
No.
Ooh. I'd never heard that in my life.
Oh, well, heard that one, Jesse, wait until we've got coming because...
Bring it on.
You know, we've got some interesting
Me
ones
and Cal
here.
Like to talk about all this stuff. I'm going to win this. I'm going
to
win this.
Well, it's 1 point to Melanie Murphy and 0 points to Jesse Brennan.
Right, so before we go on to the second one...
All right, I'm going to spin the wheel again.
Oh, crap.
But you won't hear it if you've not got your headphones in. They don't listen to me. They don't listen. There we go. Okay. Jessie's miming at me saying, have you got the gin? Just ask me for the gin.
Give her the gin.
Give me the fucking alcohol.
Thanks, Cal.
There we go.
Irish bitch. Give me the alcohol.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So. I think I get.
You pour it in the glass. The civilized.
Not swig the bottle.
Jesus. Bloody Christ. Okay. It has landed on symphorophilia.
Symphorophilia.
Yeah.
Symphorophilia.
Oh, is it not obvious?
That's like, that was the hurricane, Ophelia.
Well, actually, you are, by saying hurricane, you are actually... surprisingly kind of close.
No. What? Natural disasters.
Very close, Melanie Murphy. Right, back to you, Jesse.
But is this not a fetish?
This is a fetish, yeah.
So,
climate change.
Oh, yeah.
Look at the wanking. It's just getting
a
degree warmer.
Oh, yeah, melt those glaciers.
Fuck.
So, extreme temperatures?
Oh, Jesse, you were close and you've just fucked it up, haven't you?
I fuck everything.
Right, no. Melanie Murphy, you were close with the word disaster. You were very close.
Really?
Very close.
Disaster. Tsunami. Tornado.
No.
No, stop making too many guesses. This is out of order.
Cheating is what's going
right.
on.
Right. Disaster.
Yes.
Boys.
Boys. Is that your guess?
Right, so disaster. So...
I mean, that's basically the answer. You just need to tweak it a little bit. Come on, Jesse, I believe in you.
Hurricane?
Oh, I said no to hurricanes. Yeah. No, listen.
I was going
to
say hurricane disaster.
Oh, no. I don't know.
Right, you know what? You've both fucked it. Neither of you are getting a point. It is the fetish for witnessing or staging disasters such as car accidents for sexual pleasure.
No.
Wow. What is wrong with people?
Look, we don't judge people here.
Yeah.
But, you know, as long as nobody's getting hurt.
I did that on Saturday.
I just crashed my car, you know.
You can't get off of someone. Like, if someone crashes their car, they could die.
But it says
but that's
staging a disaster. It. Like, staging a car crash doesn't actually mean.
One.
Like, you could, like, you know, set up a smashed up car and
imagine
then have your, like...
Imagine the effort of that.
Oh, well, you know, people
just to get off.
I go through quite a lot of effort to get off.
You got to put the effort in. You got to put it in the time and effort. That's what sex is all about.
I like learning these words. Give us another one there.
All right, let's do a quick wheel.
Throw it at me.
Quick wheel. Okay, we have landed on stethnolagnia.
Stethnolagnia. Is it something to do with doctors and? Stethoscopes and
absolutely not.
Oh
Murphy.
No!
Throwing it over to you, Jesse B. Jesse B. That's
Jessie
what you are.
B. Jesse B. That's what I am.
Not Brennan.
Ah, Jessica Brennan too, but you know it's my real name.
She's the B.
Jesse B.
Jesse B. Say it again.
I mean, there's not even a clue in the name, but okay. Stethnolagnia.
Has it got something to do with like? Torturing?
Women who stand on men and wear high heels and stand on their balls and stick the heel into the bollock.
I mean, where is this coming from?
Contain yourself, woman.
The images I've seen have been exposed to.
No, this one's fairly vanilla, and I would say it's something that I've gotten quite into this year specifically.
Can I go?
And be very careful with what you say, please.
No, and we say
the same thing. Oh, don't tell me that. Right. I want to scream all of the things.
This year specifically.
Specifically.
I feel like that's more of a clue for Melanie, but yeah, it is also a clue for you. Because we were discussing this earlier.
Okay. Can I go?
Yeah.
Strangling.
No, but thank you for exposing me on that one.
Okay. Okay, can I say...
we all like a bit of a strangle, okay? I quite love a couple of hands wrapped around a neck.
Sleeping with like group sex?
Oh, or no, like, but you're
sleeping
both...
with people in public.
No.
You're not a good one, you stupid bitch.
You're just exposing me on multiple levels here.
Oh, that's waiting is here.
No, but you are in the right conversation. Okay. You just need to think less. It's not an act. It's more of a thing.
A thing. So it's
domination.
Sex toys.
No, no and no.
Some missing?
No.
Role play.
Wait, calm down.
Role play?
Now who's having too many guesses?
I really am trying not to expose you here because there's like 50 more worse things you could say.
It's vanilla, okay? It's vanilla. Very vanilla.
Okay. Oh, okay. Oh.
And something.
Oh!
Oh!
Watching people wank.
Right, no, you've had enough guesses.
Callum's like, no more exposing me. I'm sick of this shit.
Stop telling everyone all my porn.
No, it's the fetish for muscles and displays of strength.
Oh, no.
Now you get it.
I do get
that
it.
That was
so vanilla. So vanilla.
But that's... Oh, Cal.
Yeah.
I have that as well this year. My boyfriend's fucking... thick as fuck.
And I think you and I have both started going to the gym this year as well. And I think that
me too,
plays an... Oh, have you as well?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think it plays an enormous part in it.
It gives you an appreciation
for how much effort and work goes into it.
Yeah, it's not even that like it necessarily looks or feels better than someone who's like not really fit. It's that you admire the trait in that person that makes them... driven enough to look after themselves
like
and get strong.
Absolutely.
And all that stuff. That's what it has been on me. Like, it's such a weird thing.
Yeah.
Like, because when I look at his bicep or something, I'm looking at it and I'm going, fuck, the amount of fucking
work
and dedication
that
went into that being there is like, it makes me see him and is that like he's dedicated and driven in all aspects of his life. And I'm just like,
yeah,
guys,
absolutely.
I'm just miming myself masturbating there, just so you know.
It's completely the same for me. Like, I never, ever used to be into muscles. Like, a guy with like a ripped body could like stand in front of me flexing his biceps and I just wouldn't be into it.
Yeah.
But now that I have this appreciation for it, now I'm starting to like look at like guys with big biceps and things and I'm like, oh, hey you've been working hard.
I know, and I never got it before because I thought people just liked it aesthetically,
and it's more than that.
Yeah, for me it's not that at all, because like I don't it's when like you actually do like the person as well. Like I'll see it and I'll notice it now, whereas in the past I never really noticed it. It's weird. It's like something clicked in my brain and I got it, I understood it, rather than it being this like torturous thing. Because I think sometimes when you have a negative association with exercise, you think like, why would anyone want to do that? Like, they obviously only want to do that to like be like this person on a magazine cover or whatever. But it gives you like so much what's the word? Like, it gives you a lot of focus, I think, in your life when you do it.
Because it releases certain hormones as well.
Mm.
Make you feel good hormones.
And how do you feel about muscles?
I really like muscles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you like, always, or is this
no, not really. No, I actually haven't. I've never been bothered about muscles at all. But since I've started like properly exercising, like that's the exact same. Like, you've so much more appreciation for it. So like, I feel like I notice it more now, like in people, and I'm like, good job.
Good job. Well done.
Because our parents always had like weights and stuff in the house, and you know, they're both like looked after themselves and stuff like that. And like, even then, like I used to not understand it when I was younger either. Cause I was just like, oh, I'd love to have that, like want to put that much effort in, but I just don't. Like, I just didn't get it. But it's like, it's one of those things very hard to explain. But yeah, me and Cal are all about them. Dem rippling.
Dem gains.
Dem gains.
Hashtag swole. Hashtag mask.
Yeah.
You know what I think about Melanie Murphy? I sometimes feel that you and I are the same person and we're living the same life on the same kind of level and scale, but that we're just like... I feel like we've been like, even though you are a year older than me, I feel like we're twins that were separated at birth.
Absolutely.
Like, because you tell me, you're like, oh, when I was 13, I was doing this thing. And I was like, I was literally doing that thing when I was 13.
We posted the same Instagram picture yesterday, Callum.
Only, can I just say?
We did. At the same time. 10 minutes apart.
The one difference between you, though, is Callum get half an hour sleep and he'll be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Mel, you'll get 5 hours sleep and she's like a demon. A demon.
I'm not
a demon. She's been
complaining all day.
Lads, let's just not go
into found
that.
Her asleep in TGI.
No, that was me. That was you.
You were both like pretty
half
gone.
My eyes are hanging out of my head. No, but go back to that. Like, we are ridiculously similar and close. And I feel like, do you know when people talk about like soulmates and stuff, or like soul connections with their friends, and that like you've loads of soulmates in your life?
Yeah.
I feel like that with you. Like, as you're one of my friends. I do. Like, I think
I do too.
We're so sweet. I do. Like, because like you're just one of those people that like, even sometimes like you'll message me out of the blue saying something that you're going through or whatever. And it's like, I almost kind of like knew, or like as soon as, it's so weird. Like, I just always feel like we're very in sync, and like I know that we're gonna like, oh guys, I'm getting all gushy. I do think we're gonna stay friends. Like, we're, do you know what I mean? It's like, even if, because this is the longest I've not seen you. It's the past 2 months, I think, is the longest I've gone since we became friends with not seeing you.
Because
we
live
in different countries as well.
It's hard.
We did go through a phase where I was staying with you a lot more. Yeah. But you literally made me want to move to London.
Be here, we'd have great times. And you know what this means for you, Jessie B?
Wow.
If Melanie and I are like the same person, if we're like soulmates, that makes you my sister.
But Callum, that means that we can't have babies.
Sure we can.
Incest.
Why not? It's incest.
It's incest. I don't even want to play this game anymore. I'm bored of this game. Let's have some more music. But you, Melanie Murphy, you have to... This is one of your choices.
Don't tell me what to do.
This is my fucking show. You do what you're told.
You do what he says you do.
Fine.
So this is Fairy Tale of New York by Pogues. Now, would you like to tell our lovely listeners why you have chosen this song?
Okay, lads. Me and Cal last Christmas went to a YouTube party. We looked at each other and we were like, we don't want to go to a house party with any of these people. We're just going to leave.
All of our friends were going to a house party. Me and Mel just decided,
nah, fuck that. We're going to go and have an adventure. So we did. We walked outside. We waited and these two random women came over to us and we just all got chatting. We went back to one of their houses, played with their cats for a while.
For like 2 hours.
Yeah, drank all their alcohol, heard all their darkest life stories. Then we all went to this mad rock bar where there was all these moshers and like everyone was just like, and it was like really heavy music and it was great. We were just like
in the middle of that, me of all people,
you,
in the middle of like a mosh pit
with like long hair. It was amazing. But then at the very end, because it was Christmas, they played Fairy Tale of New York.
Yeah.
And as the song was playing,
Melanie's the Irish one.
I'm Irish. I should know this song inside out because it's constantly played. And basically the lyrics didn't come in when I thought they were going to come in, so I started going, the boys in the air, like
screaming at the top of her lungs,
out of tune, screaming. My boy and just looked at me and did that laugh I was telling you about earlier, where he, no noise came out, he was just staring at me like he was going to die, and the two of us were curled up in a ball on the floor
for the rest of the song. Couldn't get up.
With moshers slamming their feet around.
Moshers moshing to the Fairy Tale of New York. It was a great night.
Mad night. Every time I hear this, I laugh. So enjoy.
Enjoy.
It was Christmas Eve, babe. A drunk tank, an old man said to me, won't see another one. And then when he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune, I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on the love.
was years from me and you. So happy Christmas. I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true. When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the drunk play were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, "Go away, babe." And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
Ladies, controversial.
Oh,
time.
I love it. I like it.
Now, we just played that song, and there was a lot of debate recently over whether or not that song should use, I'm going to say it, whether or not that song should use the word faggot.
Okay.
Now, I have my own personal opinion on this, but I'm interested to know your opinions on this. And I know neither of you are gay men. Melanie, you are bisexual, but I guess...
I'm not going to understand the impact of the word.
But faggot isn't really a term that would be used against you.
No,
I'm bisexual too.
I didn't actually know that,
no
Jessie.
Way, yeah.
I'm learning.
I
Two bisexual guests at once.
Do you know what's so funny is that we were having a conversation so... When was it? Like last year.
Yeah.
And we were talking about people we'd slept with or something. And she just like was telling me names of people. And she said a couple of girls' names. And I was like, but she never told me she was bi. She never used that label
ever. She just chucked it out there.
Yeah. No, but then I brought it up with her like ages after that. And then
put a label on myself because I don't see,
I think it's nice, and I think that's the future.
I hope it's the future.
Yeah, I hope it's a thing where just no one assumes what people like until they talk, you know. I think labels do help. But anyway, going back to the word thing, and that word doesn't impact me.
But let me tell you why I think that it's okay to be used in that song.
I do too. I agree.
So the reason I think it's okay is, to me, it's that song is almost like a piece of theatre.
Yeah.
Like, I hear that song and I see a story.
Yes.
And in that story, you've got two characters who have had a very hard life.
Mm-hmm.
And they sound like characters who maybe aren't as... They're characters in the past. They're maybe not as forward-thinking as people are today. And when they use that language against each other, yes, it can be considered problematic. And it's not good that, you know, she would use faggot as a slur against this man that she's been in this relationship with. Mm, you know, it's not good to use gay or faggot or anything like that as a slur against gay people. But it's not celebrating the fact that she says it. It's just presenting it as part of this story.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, is no different than a homophobic character being shown in a TV show or being shown on the stage. To me, it's part of that. And it's supposed to be gritty and it's supposed to be raw and it's supposed to be dirty.
Yeah.
I love that about the song. Now, should the word faggot be said on prime time? No, I don't think it should.
No.
I do think it should be bleeped when it's on radio and things like that. But for adult listeners who understand the context of the song, I think it's I think it's fine. I did do a Twitter poll about this.
Did you?
And 85% of my audience, and my audience are predominantly gay men, all agreed that it was fine. A small amount of them also said, then like something like 5% said it's fine if it's bleeped.
Okay.
Yeah.
And only like 10% said that they had an issue with it.
Okay.
Okay.
No, I am surprised by that, but
I am.
I feel like when you get into the realm of wanting to edit art. Mm-hmm. If you go back and look at half the most,
it's all fucked.
It's all fucked.
It's like, all
it
fucked.
Is. It's all offensive. It's all everything that's been ever made. Because the thing is, as well, I think that the song and including that lyric, it was a self-aware choice. I think, like, I've seen films, for example, and like, I even saw a show like that's a Netflix show. I think it was Mindhunter, or it was one of these new Netflix shows anyway that's brand new, and that word was in it, and like other words that are considered very offensive now.
Stranger Things, the word faggot was used in Stranger Things.
Yeah, but this is the thing, at the time and in the context, you have to look at context.
Absolutely.
And this is what I feel like is being lost with younger generations, is that they're not looking at context, they're not understanding either how the world was. They know what the world is now, and they're judging people based on how the world was back then, and they're judging art on how the world is now. Do you know what I mean? Like that, I don't think that's okay. But it's okay for people to have their own opinion on it. I do think that's fine. And if people say love the song, but they want to show their kids and they personally want to bleep the song, maybe
that's
and then,
absolutely
that's
fine.
But at the same time, like, I think it is important to try at least understand why it was used and also not have I totally agree with you.
I agree with that, because like the world years and years ago, like when that song came out, was such a different place to how
absolutely,
it is. Like,
yeah.
Literally, like, it's done 360 turn, and like things like that weren't looked down upon back then, you know what I mean? But I completely agree with that. Like, you know, you have to look at the context.
Yeah, and I would say, you know, even now, like, the town I grew up in, I grew up in a pretty rough town, a very working class town, and it was,
same.
You know, it was.
I grew up in like a really small town.
Yeah.
Really small, like a road.
Same. Like mine, you know, it was known as a farm town because it was so small. The town I grew up in, and you know, there were people in that town who would use that kind of language, and these weren't bad people.
No.
Yeah. This is the thing, these weren't bad people, these were perhaps ignorant people who weren't educated,
and they get in a
but
habit
they weren't
as well.
Bad people.
No.
And I think, you know, telling the story of those people, if you were to tell the story of those people, and these people do deserve to have their story told,
absolutely,
they may use that kind of language. That doesn't make that language okay.
Yes, but that's the truth.
But
and
that's
reality.
The truth,
yes.
And that's what's beautiful, I think, about that song.
Yeah.
I'm glad we all agree on that.
I do, yeah.
There's a lot of people
who
disagree.
I kind of wish we had a big fucking fight. I kind of wish we disagree, and I was
we're
like,
the
stormed
three
out.
Best friends.
How dare you use
have.
That word, Cal? Like, I'm leaving.
Okay,
that's their song now. Yes.
We're going to play another game. I'm going to hand over the control to you two.
Okay.
Oh, no, I don't know why I'm doing this.
And I'm going
to like
pour.
Jessie B, I would absolutely trust you to host this entire radio show.
Thank you, Callum.
Melanie Murphy.
That. On the other hand, another story. I would totally not trust her.
Do you know she minds me?
I do. When we go out.
I'm aware.
She looks after me.
Of course
I'm
she
not
does.
Joking.
You're a mess.
I'm a fucking nightmare.
You then miss every flight you've ever booked.
Callum, the last night we went out in Dublin, I was literally like, I was like, Manny, are you okay? Are you? I was like holding her. I was like, did
she's a liability is what she is. You do. You do. And it's what I love about
you. And I'm nearly 10 years younger and, you know, I still mind her.
How old are we, Jessie B?
I'm sister girl.
She's 19.
You are not 19.
Yeah.
I mean, you look 19, but I just assumed you were older. Jesus, we're like...
That's what I mean. What do you mean, like, looking over 19, but you assumed I was older?
No, just because, like, I'm eight years older than you. Yeah, you don't... Yeah. Like, 19-year-olds are children.
Yeah.
You're not a children.
No.
You're not a children. No, we were talking about this earlier. Yeah. Didn't me and you only start... Me and Jessie only started being friends literally like a year and a half ago, and my whole, like, I was always like asking her to do collabs with me, and then my viewers like really liked her. I was doing videos with you and you were like 15, and you know they were all like, oh, I'd love for your sister to have a channel, like my younger viewers especially.
But I think the reason why like people don't actually think I'm the age I am is because I went through so much in my younger years that I feel like that matured me so much. Like, absolutely. I feel, even myself, like, I said to my mom recently, like, I feel like a 30-year-old living a 19-year-old body. Like, seriously, like, because I did experience a lot, like, in my young teenagers that I've, like, I'm so copped on now and really mature, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. And it shows, I think, you're incredibly mature.
Oh, thank you.
Like, you look 19. Yeah. You've got the body and the face and the everything of a 19-year-old. You've got that hot, rocking 19-year-old body. But, like, yeah, I was genuinely surprised. Yeah. I just thought you looked good for your age. Yeah. And I assumed you were, like, 23 or something.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. All right, aww. So control is going over to you, Jessie B. I'm throwing it over to you first.
Great.
We're going to play Two Truths, One Lie now. And how this game works is you are going to read me, or just tell me, three facts. But one of them is going to be a complete lie.
Oh,
okay. But they have to be about you.
Okay. Right, so want to go?
Yeah, you. Okay. Yeah, ready to go.
So I got 4 wisdom teeth out in one day.
Teeth. I love the Irish.
I wonder how many people watching or listening are going to understand their accent.
That is very true.
Because people listen to this show from all around the world.
Oh, stop.
No
and,
way.
Like, the Americans struggle to understand me.
Let alone us.
With your teat.
Teat. Okay. So I got 4 wisdom teeth out in one day. I've only ever been in love with one person. I've had a foursome.
Oh. Wow. Okay. Well, that's a lot of information to process in such a short time. Okay. Melanie, I assume you know the answer to this.
I definitely do. Yeah.
Okay. Don't give it away. 4 wisdom teeth out in one day.
Yeah.
Sounds very plausible.
Okay.
And I think, I know they need to, like, that's like I've never had wisdom teeth out, and I know that's like a serious surgical thing.
Yeah.
And like they have to like put you on morphine and stuff, don't they?
Yeah.
Why 4 in one day?
Why not?
No, that's not an answer. That's not an answer. Come on.
You've got to give the two truths and a lie.
Yeah, but you have to convince me it's real.
All right.
Well, this one's clearly the lie. No, I'm not committing.
But I thought the whole point was that I don't give you information about any of them.
No,
you
I can ask you.
To,
I can
you
ask
have to tell
you.
Him the whole story.
Oh, yeah.
I can quiz
story.
You on whatever I like.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So right, bitch.
So why four in one day?
Yeah.
Why? Because they were like bringing all my other tea, like making them like clash together, and I was getting infections. They were really sore, and they were just
have them out, all out, take them all
out. Yeah, get rid.
Did you say any really embarrassing stuff when you were on the morphine? Was it morphine?
It wasn't morphine.
Novocaine.
No, I don't know what. Maybe it was. I was knocked
fucked.
Out though, and then
fucked.
I woke
she was
up.
Fucked.
I woke up and
she was on the vodka, is what she was on.
Fuck
I
was
fucking shy. Irish. Can't trust the Irish, honestly.
You really can't. Yeah, no.
I'm pissed. Lads.
I did wake up.
I'm pissed. I've had all the gin.
Right, I'm confiscating that gin. Give it
no,
here.
No.
Pass it on over. No, you don't need any more.
No.
You've had enough.
Melanie.
Jesus, Melanie Murphy.
No,
calm yourself
here.
Down. She's got the gin near the electricals. Stop. Oh, it's going to end badly. Oh.
I thought that was going to go everywhere.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Keep top, Mr. Shite.
Yeah, so do you want to know any
keep
more?
Keep telling your shit story about
any
your
other
teeth.
Questions?
Come on. All right, what was your second one?
My second one was I've only ever been in love with one person.
Ooh. I'm on 3.
Oh. I've been in 2 relationships.
Wait, what was the last one?
That- And the last one was I've had a foursome.
Okay, so you've only been in love once. That seems very true to me.
Okay.
I do believe that is true.
Okay.
Because you're 19.
Mm-hmm. I've been in two long-term relationships.
Shit. How long-term can they be? You're 19.
I was with someone for 2.5 years and then, well, the second wasn't really long-term. over
two
a year.
Long-term
over
relationships.
Over a year.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I feel like if you've been in two long-term relationships, I feel like probably only in love with one of them. So I'm going to say that one is true.
Okay.
Do not tell me if that is correct yet.
Okay.
Also, the teeth thing, mm-hmm. If that's a lie, that's a really boring thing to pick up. So I'm going to say that's true, and I do not think you have had a foursome.
Oh my God, yeah, you're right!
Oh, oh,
Cal,
you're yeah. That it. Noise signifies Cal getting a boner. Yeah,
semi.
Semi is just as beautiful.
Have you had a threesome? Moving on swiftly to Melanie Murphy.
In the middle. In the middle. So, lads, my three. Now, Cal knows everything
I
about
do.
Me.
Literally.
I'm struggling with this because...
I've seen naked her.
He's seen me making porn. He knows my stuff. He knows my things. Here's my things. And if you get this right, I will be so happy. Okay.
Okay.
First one. I got arrested when I was a teenager for trying to steal a carpet for absolutely no reason.
Klepto.
I was caught having sex by a teacher on the school grounds.
Oh, Jesus, Melanie Murphy.
And the third one, I was catfished by my ex anonymously.
What a fucking monster. I hope that one's not true. Jesus Christ. One and two are juicy, and the fact that even one of those is true is
scary.
The semi is moving on to full blown.
Oh God, yeah, he's bulging, lads. The balls are getting tight. So I'll go. Do you want me to explain them?
Yeah.
Okay, so the first one, I definitely did have a period as a teenager where I was a little bit klepto, maybe a lot klepto, but it was usually.
I feel like we should explain what that means to listeners.
Klepto,
so that's
yeah,
somebody
so
who loves nicking shit, basically.
Nicking things, robbing things.
Yeah, mad ting.
And I was very young. I was very young, but at the same time, it was like. And I would rob things that I didn't need, like staplers and like
yeah.
stickers and like magazines that I didn't read. And like, just. I liked. And I had to like get therapy about this, but I got a rush from walking out of a shop with something that I shouldn't have.
Yeah.
And it was. I completely like worked through it, and I haven't done it. I think the last time I did it, I went like a
was
year.
Yesterday.
No, I went. I went a year and a half without doing it when I was like 19 to 21 was like when I completely cut it off was 19, but it was earlier than that I was doing it.
And you're 28 now. Just
oh
for,
yeah.
So it's a long
so
time.
So it was a long, long time ago, and getting arrested was like that was like the nail. I was like no, because that if that had have gone all
you're
the way,
you're basically just giving it away there.
No, she's convincing me.
I'm convincing him. I'm lying. Okay. I'm acting. God, get with the program. I'm a liar. I'm an actress. I'm going to win an Oscar. Oscar winners are massive liars. But anyway, so I... where was I with my bullshit story?
That's a long story.
It was a long story. So basically, I eventually... because the police caught me, I realised like I won't be able to go to college and get my degree if I have a record. And I cried my way out of it. I was like, oh, I was sobbing and they... you know, let me go, and then I was fine.
So you don't have a criminal record?
No, I don't. Okay. So then the second one was I was caught having sex by a teacher on the school grounds. Now,
yeah,
right,
come on, story time.
I was in a Loretto school, and it was run by nuns. But a lot of the time we would go there to have camping sessions for like, so say for my 17th birthday, we all went at nighttime and camped and had the funds and stuff like that. But a lot of the nuns were always like walking around the school grounds and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But this was my main boyfriend when I was a teenager. I had two long-term relationships. One was 4 years, one was 6 years. My four-year boyfriend was when I was 16 until nearly about 20. Mm-hmm. And it was this boy, and he was meant to be collecting me and driving me off in his car. And he ended up shagging me in and around the corner from the school. And a teacher was on a duty and saw and we passed it off as that we weren't having sex.
Naughty.
And that we were just kissing.
Very naughty
Melanie.
Indeed. Naughty
I know girl. And I had to live that one down, and I was a dirty little lady.
I feel like both of these things are true.
And
so what's the third one?
I was catfished by my ex anonymously. So
you know what?
Same ex on Bebo. Set let up. Let me finish. You shut your mouth. It's my fucking no.
This is our moment.
He can shut up, right? He can shut up for a second. He has this radio.
I can play
time.
Sex sounds over you if I want to.
Hey, he can edit this out. Actually,
I
fuck
can
him.
Just.
Oh, right. So I was He basically what he did was this guy I was with for 4 years. We had a mental relationship, and it was very much like very toxic, very destructive. But when we were like in the middle of breaking up, we kept sleeping together. But during that period, he set up a Bebo page as my previous ex-boyfriend, who I'd been with for like a few months. It wasn't a serious relationship, but on Bebo, you could have a profile that was like hidden. So say someone made a profile, you could click it and no one could look at it. It was like this person's name, and it's like this profile is on private. So with Facebook, you can't really have a profile that's completely private unless you go onto every single thing and private it.
Yeah.
But with this, it was. So I believed it was
real.
My ex.
Yeah.
And he was like trying to get information from me about what my sex life was and who I was seeing. And it was so fucked up, and I only found out about it like it took like 3 months for me to find out about it, and it was so bad. And I knew because it was the spelling and certain things he was saying and all that, and then like I brought it up with him and I could just tell, and then it ended up in this huge fight, and I was like, oh man,
for fuck's sake.
Did
okay.
I do a really convincing job with acting
what
them trio?
Jesus Christ, all of those three things seem like they're
it's
true, and that makes me think that
I feel like I got mine were shite.
No.
She's just a brilliant liar, which is not a good thing.
No, it's
I'm
not.
An actress, lads. I'm an actress.
You're not an actress. You got Melanie, one award.
What about
sit
the wheel?
Down.
What about the one award? Yeah, what awards do you have for acting? Go away. Suck my dick, mate.
I never said I could act. Calm yourself
why
down.
Why the truth?
All right. So I feel like they're all true and there's a small falsification in one of the truths.
No. One of them is totally
one
a lie.
One is totally a lie. You're really good at lying.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got you stealing a rug. Was it a rug?
A rug. A carpet. A rug.
What colour rug?
It was red with like patches of gold and shit. It was just a rug.
Okay. And the second one was?
Me.
Having a sex and getting caught by nuns
school.
In a car park.
Yeah.
And the third one is your ex catfishing you.
Yeah.
Melanie, I honestly have no idea. You're really good at this.
I was trying to pick ones that would purposefully, like, he would believe all of these.
I feel like you were a klepto. I feel like that's something you've told me before. So,
take a guess.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Nailed it. Okay, so I've got 50-50. Yeah. So we've got getting caught having sex by nuns and being catfished. I don't think you got caught having sex.
I didn't.
You're real. You're deadly, Gallum.
2 for 2. I'm really proud
of
myself. How
did I give it away?
I just felt like that, like, it was too obvious. Because obviously we'd get caught
that's
having sex
I mean.
By nuns.
So because me and you talk about sex all the time, I was like, I'll pick a sexy sex thing. He'll just believe it because I do everything anyway.
Do you know nuns caught me doing something naughty once?
Oh.
Yeah, so I used to live with nuns.
No.
When I was an English teacher in Italy, I lived with nuns
you
for a little
teacher?
Bit.
You were a teacher? Jess, he has the most amazing life. Like,
you were a teacher?
I was a teacher. I've done all sorts of shit
were
in all sorts
in college?
Of countries. What?
Were you in college?
Like university?
Yeah, to teach English.
Yeah. No. I graduated university and then I went teaching for a bit.
Give her a brief summary that takes 30 seconds of your life.
Yeah, go.
Of your mad life.
I've lived in 13 different countries. I've taught English to students all around the world. I was a tiger handler in Thailand for a little bit.
I knew that.
I did porn for a bit.
No.
I became a YouTuber and now I've got this fucking radio show.
Yes, Green! Yes!
Can I ask one question?
Yeah.
So did you have to go to college to learn to teach English? Or did you just...
No. So I learned on the job. Which is dangerous.
But
when you've
is
got
that
children.
Not like, you know, it's your language. So would you not teach it pretty?
So I taught in lots of different countries. So I taught students who spoke all sorts of different languages. But in this instance, it was in Italy and it was teaching Italian students. And it was in a convent with nuns.
Okay.
And okay, so at this point I was teaching really young kids, so we're talking like 4-year-olds, 5-year-olds.
Wow, okay.
And we would do all sorts of games to teach them English. Yeah. And one day we were just having a bit of fun. And I was like, let's play musical chairs. Don't know what the benefits of learning English in that are, but you know, even you
Why
know,
not?
Stop, go, music, dance, yeah. you know, English words. So I was like, let's play musical chairs. And I had a little CD case full of like CDs of like, you know, Kylie Minogue, Ministry of Sound.
Yeah.
And I would whack these on and the kids would dance around, play musical chairs to them. And what I forgot is that I was hiding a porn DVD. You know, we're going back in time here. This was a long time ago. I had porn on DVD.
You didn't play the porn DVD.
No, I didn't. But
in
like,
the musical chairs.
What happened was I went to get some Kylie Minogue out of my CD case and I accidentally pulled out the porn instead. And it was one of those, you know, the DVDs where they've got like a illustrated on the DVD itself. You know, like
That's
DVDs
so
and things. And it was basically this like... This
you
like hot, like 20-year-old kind of twinky-looking gay man, like bending
Your
over
fave.
And like getting fucked in the ass, basically.
Were you? Was one of them you?
No, it absolutely wasn't. And I panicked so much that I kind of like threw the gay porn at the children. Like, have you ever like you've gone to drop a glass
panicked,
or something,
yeah. and
instead of like catching the glass, you kind of just like
throw it.
Yeah. Do you know that?
Always.
And it was that kind of panic. Yeah. It was like, oh my God, the kids are going to see this DVD. Try and put it away. But because I was panicking so
throw
much,
at them.
I just kind of frisbeed it at them. But it was fine. The kids didn't see. I managed to like dive on top of it,
no
took
way.
It away.
Deadly.
And I was like, oh God, I'm going to lock this away in my classroom so nobody sees it. So I just put it in my classroom, close my classroom door, lock my classroom behind me, go off teaching the students. And then while I was away, one of the nuns needed to get into my classroom.
No.
And they went in, found my CD case, oh. and found my pornography.
Did they say Anne?
Oh. It was,
it
no,
was just the
but
stare
like, it was the look.
Did they know you were gay?
I never said it, but
yeah.
I mean, spend 5 minutes with me.
Oh, I love
dicks,
you.
Dicks,
kind
dicks,
dicks.
Hot boys.
This is
cute
all
boys.
I talk about.
Cute boys.
I love boys.
You
I just
do.
Love men. I do. Oh. I could spend my life just looking at beautiful men. Men
you,
are art. So
know,
are women.
Do you know?
So are non-binary people. Everyone's art.
We're
Everyone's
all art. Yes. We're all like, unreal.
I like all of the pieces. Like, I... Oh.
Right, that, no, Melanie, that's enough of you. Right, let's have some
I
music.
I
want
to talk about naked
no,
people.
You're not,
no,
you're not on the radio. We'll talk about that later. All right, this is another one for you, Melanie.
Is it Bite?
Yeah.
No.
This is What's My Age Again?
I love this song, girl. This is their song.
By Blink-182.
I took her out. It was a Friday night. I woke alone. Get the feeling right. We started making out and she took off her pants, but then I turned on the TV and that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23 and I still more abuse my TV shows. What the hell is ADD? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again? But later on the drive home, I called her mom. I said I was the cops and your husband's in jail. The state looks down on sodomy, and that's about the time that bitch hung up on me. Nobody loves you when you're 23 and I should more abuse my bank phone call. What the hell is call ID? My friends say I should have my age. What's my age again? What's my age again? The time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23 and you still act like you're in freshman year. What the hell is wrong with me? My friends say I should act my age. That's about the time that she broke up with me. No one should take themselves so seriously. With many years ahead to fall in line, why would you wish down on me? I never wanna act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again? We'll be right back.
quite passionate in here. We're very passionate people. Sometimes things flare up. I need something if that happens to just calm you right down.
Yeah.
And I know what it is for you. Let's see what reaction you have to this. That's the one for him. That's the one.
Heartbeat. Why do you miss when my baby kisses me?
Every Wednesday,
Penis and Wester Incorporated,
from 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
All right, are you ready for the next game?
I'm
girls?
Ready.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really difficult to get you two to focus, but we'll
We're
try.
Josephine's gin, unlimited free gin, Cal.
I know, but I offer all of my guests alcohol. And most of my guests just have, you know, one or two.
Unlike these
two,
girls.
There's an empty bottle of gin.
Will you feck off?
The Irish.
There's about three quarters left.
Go get fecked.
Get fecked.
Fuck three quarters left. All right. This game is called Queers Throughout the Years.
Yeah.
And this is my favourite game.
Okay.
This game is here I have a load of facts about LGBT plus history.
Okay.
And you have to figure out, as a team this time,
oh no.
Yes.
Ew.
Work together.
I don't want to work with her.
Work with Melanie Murphy.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Come on, be my sis.
Come on, be
okay,
sister.
Okay.
Sister
my
power.
Sis.
Nobody has
you.
Ever got all of these right. Ever.
Oh. So we will.
If you do, I'll be really impressed, right?
Okay.
So these are some facts about LGBT plus history. Some of them are completely fabricated. And some of them are true.
So you have to guess if they're true or false.
Not me. You
no,
two.
That's what I mean. Us. That's
yeah,
what
you
I mean.
Two.
That's what I meant.
I know the answers. I made them up.
Obviously.
She's tipsy. Ignore her.
Every time we have a different theme.
Okay.
The theme this week is video games. And that's just for you, Melanie Murphy.
Oh, yeah.
So, come on. I'm expecting you to work together and get all of these right.
Okay.
Okay, you ready to start? Okay, the first one. A study in 2014 showed that gay men are 30 times as likely to play a game with a female protagonist, and they're much more likely to choose a female character in a game which offers the choice. In a survey that questioned gay men on their favourite video game character, Lara Croft came top of the list.
I don't think that's true.
I think that's false.
Why do we think that's false?
Because...
You have to agree.
Right, Lara Croft is Lara Croft is like the most sexualized, sexy fake female character.
Can I just say I don't know who she is?
Oh, Jesus.
Lara Croft. You don't know who Lara
this
Croft
girl
is?
This girl is 19 years old, okay?
Please, stop. I'm very educated.
Educated. She's
very
educated.
Educated,
Melanie.
And mature for a 19-year-old. Even Callum said it earlier.
I did.
So
I'm really good at lying.
But Tomb Raider isn't being educated. Tomb Raider is just the thing you were there for. And I.
Oh. I just. Can't.
But then, like, a lot of my gay friends do tell me that they're very. They have a lot of female friends and they're very drawn. They do love femininity. Like, it's like, it's just not FAP material for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I can't see 30% of gay men choosing a female.
I didn't say that.
No,
I said
he didn't.
They're 30 times
more likely
to play a game with a female.
Let's just go with yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're saying it's true.
True.
Oh, yeah. I was right the first time.
I knew it.
What, they'd want to see a hot
fella.
Boy.
Look, I don't know the statistic. There's probably not been a... I mean, who's
I
got the time?
You,
let's go with our gut now, right?
Yeah,
we'll go
let's
our
go
gut.
With our gut. The pinky promising
pinky
that.
Promising.
It's a pinky. It means
it's
shit.
It
look,
means
there was no... I don't think there's ever been a study into whether or not a gay man would play a female character or not. Who's got the time to do a study based on that?
No.
I made this up because I always play... I love to play female characters. If I have the option, I always play a female character. I love Lara Croft. I love, just in general, I love female characters. I don't know why, but I do. So this was actually about me,
okay.
Not about a gay man. All right.
You bitch.
Well, you've already got one wrong, so you fucked
it.
We
hate
you.
Okay, next one. The first transgender video game character appeared in Super Mario Brothers in the 1980s. The character identifies as female and chooses to be referred to by female pronouns rather than male pronouns. Nintendo still frequently misgender this character, however, and people around the world are petitioning for this to be changed.
Do you... You can't give
I
an answer.
I think that
you
might
can ask
be
me questions.
True. Be true.
I think that might be true.
I think that might be true.
Why, though?
Because... That's
right. The characters in Mario are very hard to read.
Yeah, you can't tell if they're a boy or a girl. And
there's a lot of characters in Mario as well, but like, I... Oh, God.
Oh. So you're saying going with your gut and now you're overthinking it.
My gut is telling me it's true, though.
True.
Yeah. Are you going with that?
Yeah.
Are you going with true?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely correct.
Yes, that
good. Yes. Good. Go with the good.
What character was it?
A Birdetta, who is like the kind of like female version of Yoshi.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And I love her. I always used to pick her.
Yeah, exactly. And
oh, him.
No, her. She was she was assigned male at birth.
Oh,
she decided she wanted to be female, which is lovely. Nintendo still frequently refer to her as Birdo. When she prefers to be called Birdetta.
Oh, okay.
So rude is what that is. Come on,
rude.
Nintendo, get it together.
Pop the fuck on.
Get it. But then they created her in the first place, so it's like, you're doing good, Nintendo, but then you...
But then you're pulling it back.
Ruining it.
You're ruining it.
You're pissing on it. Just stop.
Stop it.
All right, your next one. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
There is an LGBT+ server in World of Warcraft called Proudmoore, specifically for LGBT+ players. People wear rainbow tabards, role play in makeshift gay bars and strip clubs, and gay pride parades are even organized every year in the virtual capital cities of Stormwind, Dalaran, and Orgrimmar.
So this is in Mind of Warcraft.
Mind of Warcraft. Wow.
World of Warcraft, Jessica. All right, this is the one. Remember, I told you I played a game when I was 19 obsessively depressed.
I always wanted to play that.
Melanie and I both played this game when we were going through difficult periods of our life.
That's, again, we're the same person. Like, World of Warcraft, I love it so much. Now, right, I would love to believe this is true. My gut is saying false.
Same.
But I would love if that was a thing. I just don't think it is. I don't think they would go through the effort of designing it for some reason, even though they've made really weird add-ons and
I would like to point out that players can create their own servers, private servers.
I'm going to say, since Cal said that, it's true, because he's like saying, I'm trying to
make you get as many wrong as possible.
I think false.
Are you saying false?
False.
No, we're right. It's false.
No.
It was wrong.
You're wrong.
I hate you, Cal.
It is 100%
true. I'm going to punch you in the dick.
It's us a hate.
100% true.
You were being nice.
Yeah. I was trying to help you.
Guys, you would be nice.
Callum was trying to help nice. You.
I'm a nice person.
Ooh, God damn it.
Callum's a lovely person.
So it's a completely legitimate server.
I'm
and
sad
now.
That's really amazing.
Some friends actually told me about this, and I actually went and checked it out, and literally there was like, I went into this like, it was like a barn, but it'd been like, they'd like repurposed it as like a strip club. Aww. And there were actual real life players in there, like role playing as strippers. And they actually throw like gay pride parades and things.
Oh, I love it.
It's
I really, really need this in my life. Do you know why I got rid of World of Warcraft? Because it was sucking the life out of me.
You have to pay for it.
Yeah.
How much is it?
It's like £10 a month.
Yeah. And I remember asking my dad to cancel the membership because it was on his card at the time, because I was spending.
How many months did you play for?
A year. And I basically would, what I would do is, I would wake up at 5 in the evening, play it all night, go to bed in the morning for a year, and I didn't leave the house. I would go to the shop with my dad, but that's it. Like, it was a bad year, but that helped me through it. It did. Like, so I kind of have a soft spot for that game, and if I ever hear the music, I'm really like,
the music is lovely,
isn't it?
The music is lovely.
Were you a Blood Elf mage by any chance?
I was a Blood Elf hunter. A female.
We're so close, girl.
But I was a lot younger. I was like 15, 16 when I went through that, and it was because I had friends in the real world, but I was disguising who I was.
Yes.
And I wasn't openly
Being
gay
yourself.
In the real world.
Yeah.
And actually, I was openly gay in the game. So
that's amazing.
The first people I ever actually came, you know, I have my coming out story,
it was in your game.
But actually I came out to strangers on the
amazing.
Internet before I came out in real life.
Oh, wow.
So amazing.
Yeah. So I needed to get myself on this Proudmoore server because it sounds like that's where shit went down.
So it's two wrong, one right.
I'm not keeping score. You're just shit.
No, we're gonna even this out, right?
That's our gut.
Come on.
All right. Next one. Dr. Robotnik from Sonic the Hedgehog openly identifies as pansexual. The original gaming manual described him as being a lean, mean destruction machine with a soft, affectionate side reserved only for the men, women, and robots he is romantically engaged with.
False. I don't believe it.
Final answer?
Yeah. So sure.
So quick. Oh, you're absolutely right.
Yeah! You know what I was thinking? I was like,
I played Sonic, no, and I was like, if I read that, I would have been like all over it.
No, I played Sonic as well, but I was like, there has been how many? Three falses? So I was like, this has to be true. I was like, it just has to be, you know, playing the game. You're playing the game.
So it is false, but there is a tiny element of truth behind this. So really? Basically, Netflix had like the Sonic the Hedgehog TV series on Netflix, and they accidentally mixed up the subtitles with a different show. So you could watch it with the sound off, and it was actually the show that was quite heavily about, I don't know what the show was, but it was about sex and things.
So a completely wrong show that had nothing to do with Sonic.
Just the subtitles though.
What?
So you would be watching like Dr. Robotnik on screen, and there's literally a scene of Dr. Robotnik coming onto the screen, and his mouth starts opening, and if you're watching it with the sound off, the subtitles say, I am a proud pansexual man.
Oh, I love it.
Can I tell you something? So like, I don't know when this is airing, but my next video, it's like I did a collab with my friend and we took a quiz of like, what is your sexuality? It's like a really in-depth kind of quiz. And it said that I'm pansexual and not bisexual, even though I identify as bisexual. But how do you feel about the fact that, like, I still think I want to identify as bisexual just because more people understand what that means.
I feel like you should explain what pansexual and bisexual.
All right, yeah. Well, for people being like bisexual, isn't, look, people identify, like, people explain them differently, but bisexual that usually is understood
when
as
you attracted to men and women.
More than
one gender is what is explained, but pansexual includes everyone who may identify maybe as non-binary or trans and stuff like that. And like, I do think I actually am pansexual based on,
because you more certain, go for the way personality I would and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm like that. I do think like that as well.
Yeah. And I don't think like certain things, like, it wouldn't matter to me if
someone was trans.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Like,
well,
it wouldn't, because I like vaginas and I like willies. Like, I don't think it would put me off. Like, you know what I mean?
I think it's absolutely fine for you to identify.
Still identify as bisexual.
However you choose to identify.
I'm just more comfortable with that word.
That's absolutely fine. That's absolutely fine. And like, there are so many. My understanding of the definitions of bisexual and pansexual, and I may even have this wrong, is that bisexual means that you are attracted to two genders. That doesn't necessarily mean male and female.
Okay.
But most people interpret it to mean male and female.
Yeah.
Whereas pansexual is just, you are attracted to everyone, regardless of gender. So that,
or
can
you
be,
can be attracted to, like, to anyone.
Not
that
you are. Like, anyone you meet, you're like, oh my God, I want to fuck you.
Yeah. But it's like that you would be open to that like, their gender won't
matter.
Determine your attraction.
Absolutely.
But I definitely think that it defines how I feel more.
So you may technically be pansexual, but it's
still okay to identify as bi.
You can identify however you want.
Yay, I'm going to high five myself.
Yeah, I love the little sound. Okay, would you like another fact or not fact?
Yes.
One of the main bosses in Streets of Rage was a gay character called Ash.
Oh.
He wore a scantily clad purple leather outfit, had a handlebar mustache, a high-pitched voice, and incredibly feminine mannerisms. He was even accompanied by a gang of slutty go-go boys who also had to be defeated.
I think this is true. I did play Streets of Rage. Now, I may be wrong. I was always drunk playing Streets of Rage. I used to play it with my ex, and we had such a laugh playing Streets of Rage.
Yeah.
I didn't play this, so...
Yeah, this is before your time.
I'm going to trust you.
I do think I do
I was
think
like
it could be
nine
true.
When I was playing Streets of Rage. Why were you drunk?
I played it. He showed me, because it was like one of his childhood games. But like, so I played it as like a late teen and I loved it. I was like early 20s. I was like, but I do have memories of like very random groups coming out and stuff. So like, it could be true. Maybe you're false, but like, I'm going to say true.
True.
True?
Yeah.
True.
You are absolutely right.
High five.
It's completely true.
Sisters to the win. We're winning.
I think I remember Ash.
Cal, we're 3-2. We are winning.
You're doing well. I mean, you're supposed to get all of them right, but 3-2 still.
We're deadly.
Okay. We're unreal. I mean, you're doing worse than anyone else who's ever been on the show, but let's celebrate it. Okay.
Why not?
The game designers.
Video games, fuck you.
The game designers for The Sims decided to make it possible for any Sim to be romantically involved with any other Sim, regardless of gender. When the game was released in China, this caused so much outrage that gaming stores and cafes were trashed and looted. The LGBT plus community, however, responded by orchestrating a genderless Sims march where people of all genders came together and dressed androgynously while holding hands and marching through the
streets.
I don't believe this. I think it would be so cool.
I was obsessed. Sims was my life.
Your jam.
Yeah. My jam.
Your life was The Sims.
Yeah. No, literally for like nearly 2 years, like when I was going through a really difficult period, like Melanie played... Yeah.
Me and Melanie played World of Warcraft and you were on The Sims.
Yeah, I literally like... I remember one summer, I literally didn't like hardly left my room and all I do is like... Aww. I wouldn't even open the curtains. I was like in such a bad place and Sims was what helped me.
Yeah.
I feel like that is false.
Really? Yeah.
I really do. My okay. God.
What do you think, Melanie?
I'll agree with her because I've never played it.
You've never played The Sims?
I really want to play Sims again.
How have you never played The Sims?
Callum, do you play Sims?
When I was a teenager, I used to play Sims all the time. And I'd love getting the like man-on-man action.
And, you get
and it would be all pixelated, but it'd still be happening.
Yeah, but you used to get man-on-man action.
Yeah. You can make any Sim fall in love with any Sim.
Then this means that this is true.
Maybe that part is true.
True. It's true. This is true.
She's changed her mind. What are you saying, Melanie Murphy?
I'll just go with her. Yeah.
Okay,
you're saying it's true?
Yeah.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Well, you're fucking wrong.
No.
Of course that didn't happen. Nobody rioted over The Sims.
Fuck's sake, Jessica. I'm so... I hate myself.
You keep getting it right and then doubting yourselves.
That's because of you. You're failing. Such a good liar.
I'm a manipulator.
Callum McSwiggan is a good liar, don't believe what he says.
All right, next one. The Buffy the Vampire Slayer game on the PlayStation 2 included 8 different cutscenes that featured lesbian sex. Although the cutscenes were blurred and pixelated... Don't know what just happened there. Although the cutscenes were blurred and pixelated, the scenes were considered gratuitous and designed to please a straight male teenage audience rather than being intended to be representative of lesbian women. Ooh. After many LGBT plus people complained about the over-sexualization of Willow and Tara's relationship, the scenes were later removed from the game.
I would believe this, like, 'cause I think around the time period of that, I remember... Willow and Tara was the first lesbian kiss I ever saw in my life. Mm. And I think so around that time I can see them like doing that to appeal to straight men. I can see that happening and I'm gonna say yes. I'm drunk lads, but I'm yes.
Yeah. Are we saying it's true?
Yeah.
Oh, no!
I'm sorry. It's absolutely false. I completely made that up. All right. Shall we have a little bit more music and then we'll play some porn or not porn?
Yes.
All right. Another one for you, Melanie Murphy.
Woo!
This is Basket Case.
Do you have to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just sad? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's like a sex that's bringing me down. I went to a whore. He said my life's a bore. Joke with my wife and goods and bringing her down. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps happening.
So what role are you playing?
I'm Spirit of the Ring. And guess what? I start...
What? Spirit of the Ring?
Spames, why are you laughing?
I've got the ring?
Spirit of the Ring. The ring?
I get it.
They made me...
You are famous for your rings.
I'm the only one. I start the show off. The advertisement is all over. Pictures of me all over. Oh, right? And I start... My first thing I say, I have to remember this morning, is that, hello, everyone. Spames, why are you laughing?
Every Thursday,
access all areas
from 6 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
Are you ready for everyone's favourite game?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is porn or not porn.
Oh, I'm gonna win.
So I have a load of sound effects here. Some of these are again from video games, keeping with the video games theme, and some of these are from porn.
Oh my god.
Do you mind if I just have a little cough?
Thank you.
That's just for you, listeners. An exclusive Jessie B cough.
I bet you're so hot right now.
Oh, turned on.
So, yeah, you guys have to guess which ones of these are from porn and which are together not from or not? Porn. You're a team.
Okay.
Your team. Work together.
Sisters.
All right, are you ready for your first porn or not porn?
Mm-hmm. Give it to me.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, no. That's it.
Go again. Not porn. That was not a game.
Porn.
That
not
was
porn.
A game.
Yeah.
How sure are we?
I am
not porn.
100% sure.
You are absolutely correct. That was actually Princess Peach.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you can hear it, can't you? Let's listen to Princess Peach again.
Yeah.
I can see her.
I used to love her.
All right, your next one is.
Wait, one more time.
I don't know.
Could be Bowser.
I don't think so.
I think that may be porn.
Who makes that noise?
Wait, go one more. It's a porn.
Yeah? What are we saying, Jessie? You need to agree. Are we saying porn?
Joanna?
What do you think?
I don't think it is.
You don't?
I don't.
Oh, divided in the house.
Not at all.
Really?
No.
All right, I'll go with you.
Are you saying... So really? You're saying not porn?
I'll let her have it,
Oh, you don't listen to Jessie.
Was so porn. He was like, oh.
But it's a little bit of a tricky one because it's porn. However, it's called Mario and Luigi.
I would not be surprised. We were talking earlier about types of porn that we found.
Everything.
Oh my god, everything exists.
Let's not go into
that. Let's never go into that again. Even in our own private time.
Okay, you ready for your next one?
Yes.
Go again.
Oh. No.
Oh, there's a little grumble there.
Yeah, because I feel like I heard two people.
One more. No, it's not.
I feel like it is because there's two people. I feel like I heard
all
two
right,
people.
We'll listen to you again then. Go on.
Oh, so what are we saying? Are we saying it's porn or not porn?
I'm letting Jessie have it.
Come on, Jessie. Let's get one for the team.
Right, go on.
What are you saying?
Do you think? Porn.
Porn?
I redeemed myself.
This was from Loud Gangbang.
Yeah. Ooh.
Loud Gangbang.
I told you.
Delicious.
All right, you ready for your next one?
I am.
Yeah.
Okay, here you go.
That's not porn. Definitely not the music.
Why are we saying, look, there are like role play porn sometimes.
Go again.
No.
Say no. No.
Why are we saying no? What do you
think? Because like the video game music.
Heads on a bollocks.
So we're saying that this is not porn.
No.
Yeah!
Go on, give it to me, Belle. High five.
Yes, queen.
That is the lovely Lara Croft, and I know you don't know who that is, Jessie B, but here she is again. Having a great time.
Oh yeah, having a whip.
I'm loving it like that.
Okay, ready for your next one?
Yeah.
Okay, this is...
Go again.
Oh, you got excited there, didn't you, Mel?
No.
Sounds like an ostrich.
Yeah, no.
No.
Who makes that noise?
No. So, no, it could be a guy coming, though.
Yeah.
Guys, how unattractive.
You should hear the noises I make. Yeah. Jesus.
It's like...
Got it. What do you think? I'm my gut's saying no. What is your gut saying?
My gut's saying yes.
Oh. Oh. Do you want it again? Yes. Do you want it again?
Yes. Do you want to go with your
No, one? No, it's not. It's not.
Okay. No, it's not porn.
Is that no. Final answer? Not porn.
Not porn. Yeah! It sounds kind of like an ostrich.
Told ya.
It's actually from Grand Theft Auto 5.
I
don't know what's happening there. Maybe a carjacking.
Fuck knows.
Or could be any number of things.
Someone's probably wanking to it though, so it's fine. Yeah. Still kind of porn.
Okay, your next one is...
What
definitely sounds like
that?
An elephant.
It does.
No.
No, but I think because it's so obviously not, it probably is.
Say again?
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We think that's porn?
I'm going to go yeah.
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 Yeah!
We're unreal. We're fucking booing this yeah. game. We are deadly. Like,
I feel like you're doing better than anyone has ever done.
No way.
Expert. We watch a lot of it. Yeah.
So this was from Breakfast Cream Pie. Breakfast Cream
Saucy.
Pie.
Saucy.
I don't know what that noise is, though.
It sounds like a train.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Ooh, tricky, tricky one. All right, your next little clip is...
That's pathetic. That's pathetic.
It's like an animal chew toy one. No, no,
no, no.
It could be.
It is.
Yeah.
I love how quickly you change your
it
mind.
Is,
you
know, it like is. It is.
When you're
yes.
taking it, and it's like
yes.
Yeah.
So yes,
it's a chair or something.
Answer?
Yes.
Yeah, we're fucking glass boys. We're unreal.
Yep, that was Gorgeous Teen Fucked Rough by Her Online Dating Match.
Oh, bet you was.
We've all been there.
Right, left and centre.
All right, you've had seven and you've got 6 out of 7 right.
No.
Wow.
You are doing better than anyone has ever done.
Oh, yeah. All that watching has paid off, finally. For something.
For once.
Other than orgasms.
Are you ready for number 8?
Yes.
Don't let me down now, girls. Come on.
Okay. Right. Go again. Go again. No, it's
no,
not.
No, no, no.
It's a game.
No.
I can tell it's a game.
No.
It's fucking. It's Spyro the Dragon.
Yes! Yes!
It is from Zelda. I think that's Link there, who I have a bit of a crush on.
I love Link.
Not gonna lie.
Oh, no, Link.
It is! Link. Oh my god, when you say Link, I'm like, I remember that yeah. part.
No, Link dressed up in the girl clothes.
Yeah,
in the
I know.
New,
it's a Gerudo, right?
He was so yeah. hot. Like, I was like, yes, Link.
Fuck
yes,
me up, Link.
Fuck me, Link.
Slay that Link, yeah.
Link could do, Link, I would just let Link.
Give me your
know,
Link.
He could take his boomerang, he could stick his ocarina inside.
I will
inside
lick your
me,
Link.
Though. Literally do whatever you like to me, Link. Oh, it's so hot.
Oh, it voice. Is. No, you know when he rolls over, he always goes,
exactly that.
Yeah.
I did okay. it so good. Yay.
You've got 2 left.
Oh no.
We're 7 out of 8.
Right, we're doing good.
We're gonna win. Even if we lose these, win. We win.
Okay, here you go.
Oh. Go again. I think it is. I think it's a girl, like,
yeah, same.
Making fake orgasm noises.
Could be like a Zora.
Like, I'm coming, but I'm not really coming.
I'm coming for you, but not really.
I'm coming just to boost your ego.
Yeah.
Yeah, porn. Porn. Yeah.
Porn.
Yeah! I love us. We're so good at this game.
That is from Perfect Threesome.
Oh, better one.
You know, she sounds like she's having.
I've experienced that.
You have.
I have. You know too well.
I know. I'm acting surprised, but yeah, I know every sordid detail.
Why do you know everything about my life? I need to stop telling
me, you. Because you send me 3,000 DMs a day detailing
hey,
every...
Hey, at least I put it all in one block of text. Hey. You split it up into 89 blocks of text.
Look, I like it to be like a chat. So I'm like, pa, pa.
A chat to yourself,
come
yeah?
Why do I get these 1,100,000
we'll add you in.
Fucking
group chat,
DMs.
Group chat.
Rude.
Group chat.
Not impressed.
So you are 8 out of 9. And
we've
sad.
Already won.
I'm
we've
really
already
sad.
Won.
I'm
we've
really won. Sad that you didn't. didn't get that, because you could have been 9 out of 9.
I know.
And if
I
you
know.
Got a perfect score,
that would have been like, no one could beat
can
that.
Can we have a bonus round and we can just pretend?
I mean, no. I don't have the sound effects prepared.
Herbert, no.
Gary, okay, throw
this is your final one. Please get 9 out of 10.
Okay.
Please. Okay. Oh, here you go. Your final one. Okay. You've got this. Sisters.
True the God.
Listen.
Listen. Okay. Listen. Oh, it's like Navi from Zelda.
Listen. Listen. Listen.
Shut the fuck up.
Wait. That's shit. No. No.
Wait. Wait.
No.
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 It's fake. It's
no.
Not.
What if I'm trying to mislead you, though?
No.
It's a
no.
Game. It's
no.
A fucking
no.
Game.
No.
Listen.
No.
I'm listening. It's a game.
So final answer, not porn?
No, not porn.
Yes! I love us. I love you. I love you.
I just want
you.
To tell the listeners that Jessie just tried to high five Melanie and just hit her in the face.
I wish you could see what we're like on 3/4 of a whole bottle of gin. Thanks. Martin's Millers. Yes, that's the shit. Yeah.
That was from Tekken 7.
Was it? I love Tekken.
I didn't get past Tekken 3.
Remember Law? He was crazy.
Oh, Law.
Law was the shit.
And
the
Jude? No, Jude. Jin! Oh, he was
Jin!
So hot. And Yoshimitsu, he could have got it in all.
Stop.
Jesus.
There's so many of them were fucking fine.
Gone the Dragon.
Right.
Fuck me up.
Dirty.
The Panda.
Filthy. Panda. Give me the Dirty Panda.
What's the Dirty Panda? Box me in the face. I love it.
All right, it's time for more music. Let's have a little bit. This is one of your choices, Melanie Murphy.
Again, unfortunately.
Some shite, is it?
No, this is the ultimate bae. The man of everybody's heart. This is
try.
The gorgeous, impossibly beautiful choice of it.
Kiss me on the mouth and set me free. Sing me like a choir, I can be the subject of your dreams. Your sickening desire, don't you wanna see a man up close? A phoenix in the fire, so kiss me on the mouth and set me free, but please don't bite. Cold right out of me. Drape me in your warmth. The rapture in the dark puts me at ease. The blind eye of the storm. Let's go for a walk down easy street, where you can be reborn. And kiss me on the mouth and set me free. But please don't bite.
Ah, Troye Sivan. Adore that man. We were very busy doing Instagram boomerangs. So the girls aren't ready. So this is the final segment of the show.
I've had so much fun
having you two.
This is just Christ
almighty. R.I.P. headphone
users. Gonna do that while you're asleep later on.
You better not. Melanie and Jesse are staying with me.
Unfortunately. The three of
I have to be up at 6 a.m. tomorrow.
Three best friends that anyone could have.
I wish you could see my face. I'm not best pleased with this behaviour. I'm really not best pleased.
Shut up, bitches.
Okay, so lots of lovely people have sent in their sex confessions.
Oh yes.
And we're gonna read these out and discuss them. Nice. So oh gosh, these are quite long. Okay, I'm going to dive right in.
Okay.
So this is the first one that's been sent in.
Okay.
This was the third time I was having sex. Being a nerdy 18-year-old, 2 months into first relationship, I was eager to perform well. You know those guys in porn who just hammer away? I tried it. Things were going well. A couple moments passed by. I'm starting to sweat a little, so I wipe my face. Blood? What the... I caused myself to have a nosebleed from sex. I hastily retreated to the bathroom in distress. That was the lowest moment in that relationship, standing over a sink with a nosebleed, just wearing socks and a condom on my now flaccid penis. What a good look. It didn't stop there, though. It was that moment I find out my girlfriend vomits at the sight of blood. Girlfriend is now over the loo, vomiting. Myself over the sink, bleeding out. Eventually, my nose stops bleeding, and we made our way back to her bed and fell asleep for 3 hours. Honestly, I don't think there's anything like...
I don't think this is... That's so normal.
This is fine.
These things happen. When you're having sex, things happen. Things go wrong. Mm-hmm. But I think these kind of situations are what make or break you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if, like, someone is, like, so bothered about something like this happens, like, fuck them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But, like these things happen. Get over it. Get on with it. Yeah. Go back to having sex.
Yeah. I think a lot of people go into the world of sex thinking that everything should be like, you know, those kind of
like
movies
porn.
Where it like a movie where like it blows off and the curtain is like flowing out the window and it's all romantic and like everyone looks beautiful. But like in reality, you've got cum in your hair, you've got like you're farting out your vagina because like it's forced too much air in. Everything goes tits up and like, but it's fun. You should be able to laugh it off.
Enjoy
all of the little fiddly bits.
Absolutely. You're basically just like mashing parts of your body together. And like doing all kinds of nonsense and like bodily functions go off and
it's
all
always
kinds of stuff
go
happens.
Right,
and
yeah.
it's not like porn. It's no. not like...
It's not staged.
And I think to be honest, sometimes, and like a lot of people may disagree with me on this, but I think sometimes when things go wrong, if you get a nosebleed during sex and things like that, sometimes it can almost, especially if you're in a relationship,
you can become closer
to
it.
It makes it can make the sex because you bond over that experience.
Yes.
Oh, remember that time when we were having sex
You'll
and I got a nosebleed
yes.
and then you hate blood and you were throwing up and oh my God, like how embarrassing was that? Like that makes or breaks a relationship.
Absolutely. But it can even like, just an experience, like even if like say you are having a one night stand for example and something like this happens, you don't have to be mortified by it. Like I remember so distinctly a threesome that I was involved in, and I remember there was accidental blood involved and we all made this big joke out of it and it was just, it became one of the funniest moments of the whole night. And I do think like just react in a way that's like, oh well,
here we go.
Can
you
do?
We go.
Yeah, because like, literally anything can happen. You know, like people have injured themselves in the middle of sex.
People have had to go to hospital.
I've had to go to hospital from sex.
Did someone get stuck on your bum?
I once tried to take two penises in.
And oh, you double burgered.
And then what happened?
Double burgered.
Remember
and
we went terribly wrong.
And it was quite vigorous and rough, and I ripped and I had to go to hospital.
Did you ever get stitches?
Yeah, and I'm really surprised that neither of you knew this.
No.
I knew about the double burger and that you nearly ripped open.
I knew that
about it in a YouTube video.
In the YouTube video, we were like, oh, nearly. We gave the censored version.
I didn't know you had to have like stitches over it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Good times. And I've got a lot. There's a lot of scar tissue there now.
No.
And it's not. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't. It looks a little bit unsightly, but you know, nobody's ever complained.
Did that put you off anal sex?
No, I never really liked anal sex anyway. It was never for me. And, that was one of the last times I did it, though.
Yeah.
I was like, no,
that pushing
done,
the edge.
Finish,
the first and the last.
Just never, like, look, anal sex does feel amazing. You know, if you're going to stimulate somebody's prostate, it's going to feel good. But I think pleasure and enjoyment are two very different things.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, if a woman were to give me a blowjob, it would feel nice, but it's that not the, wouldn't
yes,
mean I would enjoy
a good,
it.
Oh my God. Yes. I understand you so much more now. Why did you never say this to me before? It's the same thing. Oh my God. It's like the same feeling, but it's not the same scenario
exactly.
And everything. Oh, I totally get you now so much more, Cal.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, I'm having a dawning moment on the radio.
Oh, I'm so glad this
I
is
love
like,
this.
We've bonded here. And I mean, we've already bonded.
Oh, we've bonded too much.
Way too much.
Jessica Brennan.
Callum McSwiggan.
Would you like to read the next one?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, here you go. That one there.
The day I lost my V card, it was a chilly October afternoon and me and my girl just finished college. We were quite desperate, so we decided to do it in a toilet stall.
Wait.
She went in first to give me the all clear, and 15 minutes later, she texted me to come in.
What? 15 minutes? Okay, carry on, continue.
We were new to this, so we jumped in. No foreplay, nothing. Bad call. I put the condom on and I tried to put it in her, but no luck. When I finally did get it in, it took 20 minutes. This is why foreplay is crucial. But you know, the saddest thing wasn't that I couldn't get it in. It was the fact I went limp after 5 minutes of pumping.
Aww.
Don't know if it was the tightness of the condom, the 20 minutes of trying to find the hole, the right hole, or the below zero temperature. But yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
No. Okay. No. This is a common thing when you're getting into sex, I
defo,
think.
Defo.
But it's like, as a woman, you cannot.
Foreplay is crucial.
Crucial. Right.
I can't stress it.
I've had quickies before, and all the lubrication is fine, but it's because there's been some element of foreplay, even if it's not physical foreplay, if it's like mental foreplay.
Yeah,
you're like playing with each other. You're really ramped up for it. But you cannot. If a girl is not aroused, it's going to be really, really difficult to get anything in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that a lot of people aren't suited to quickies, or if you're going to have a quickie, you should build it up before you go to do the act.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can build it up by like talking and whispering in each other's ears and like just little strokes.
Kissing
and,
neck, yeah, kissing yeah, the yeah. ear. Like
for,
like that,
foreplay,
yeah.
People think foreplay is
has
like,
to be like
tongues and fingering and all this stuff.
But it's
doesn't.
Actually the warming up and the like.
Yeah,
the,
like
and that can
mental
be just communication.
Desire.
Touching
yeah.
and like, mm. oh, like.
It's
just lusting after each other.
Yeah,
like, yeah.
absolutely.
Because I genuinely think, like, I've read this by like sexologists and stuff like that. But like, women are so much more mental, and like the desire is all built in. It's so less like with men, it's a very visual thing,
mm-hmm.
and with women, it's very much like the scenario.
Yeah.
And, like, I can think about something and get horny, and like. You know what I mean? It's such a different thing.
Yeah, but even if like if someone kisses me in the right place.
Yeah.
Oh my.
On your ear.
Oh my God, Melanie.
Getting your ear sucked. I can nearly
stop.
Call
the
mine.
Kissing in the ear, like the like slight moaning
Dear Thomas,
in the ear is
baby,
literally like I am fucking sopping, dripping, fucking
sopping.
Wet.
Sopping. Sopping, ladies and
Not
gentlemen.
Not their favourite word. Sopping is spelled S-O-P-P-I-N apostrophe.
Sopping.
Sopping.
Absolutely
I'm
sopping for it.
Pure sopping for it.
You two are
you two are
oh, I don't have the words for you two. Your hard work
do you
is
know
what
I
are.
Love no do you know what
people
comment on our videos when we talk about like sex and stuff, and they are often like really shocked that because we're related that we can talk about stuff like this.
Yeah.
But it's never been weird.
No,
because
never.
We only started being friends when we were like older, and I just think I just love that it's not weird.
I do. Yeah. Like, we can literally talk about anything and everything. And it's... I feel like you're not my sister. You're my best friend.
Yeah. Genuinely.
That's so lovely.
Like, apart from, like, when it comes to, like, down knitting, gritting family stuff. Apart from that... It's literally like we're not sisters. We're just mates. Yeah. Like, we just hang together and we just.
I think that's the best thing about having a big age gap.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you.
We're going on a tangent.
Girlies. I don't even know what we were talking about. Something about sopping.
Sopping wet.
Melanie, would you like to read the next one?
Yes. Okay. Let me bring this microphone with me.
Oh, by the way, can we just... I just want to say to that last person that there's absolutely... You know, like, sometimes you can't get hard. Sometimes the person's vagina won't, you know... I've heard people talk about, like, it being like a wall sometimes. If they're not turned on, trying to penetrate can be trying to get through a wall.
Yeah. So if it takes time, you can just... lose the momentum and it's completely fine.
It's normal.
Especially in that situation. Yeah. Like, so much was going on, it sounded like
most/all men. I'm not going to say all men because I've not slept with all men, but it happens to a huge amount of men.
I remember, like, one of the because I don't enjoy anal sex, and I remember before I kind of came to terms with the fact that I don't enjoy anal sex, and I just moved to London, and this guy invited me over and he wanted me to penetrate him. And I remember trying to penetrate him and my penis was just like softer than soft.
Oh, no.
It was like Play-Doh. It was trying to get Play-Doh in there is what it was. And it was just like a diabolical situation. And I felt so mortified and embarrassed about that. No. But looking back, I'm like, I don't feel embarrassed looking back. Because, you know, I didn't want to penetrate
it's
this
guy.
It's
not what you wanted.
I was like trying to thumb it in.
Yeah.
Which is never a good time for anyone. Really. I think he was so disappointed, that boy.
Oh, Kyle. Go.
I'll drop him a message later and be like,
sorry for letting you down.
All right, Melanie, it's your turn to read.
So I'm the one below and this one. I'm 21 and I really, really like sex, but I haven't had it yet. Not because I'm saving myself for the perfect person, but just because I want someone I could trust and I don't want a committed relationship. I want something casual with someone I trust, and living in a conservative environment doesn't help. And I'm not brave enough to fight everyone I know and their beliefs just because I want to have this experience. I'm kind of waiting and hoping that someday I'll meet someone I fancy, and luckily by that time I'll want a relationship. Is that stupid?
So it sounds like a tricky situation, to be
honest.
Yeah,
definitely.
I think it's absolutely fine to kind of go along with your feelings and wait for the right person. But the right person doesn't have to be
the one
the
you're going to
marry.
The love
of your life, yes, the person definitely. You're going to marry. The right person might be your best mate.
Yeah.
Who
yeah,
happens
completely.
To want to...
100%.
You know,
but like, as well, like, in the moment, like my first time, I could easily say I regret my first time, but I don't want to say that because I just don't believe in having regrets at all, because you do learn something from every mistake. But my first time was in a situation where I felt quite pressured, and I was doing it out of peer pressure. I was doing it because, you know, he was quite a bit older than me. I wasn't really ready. And I do sometimes, like, wish I'd waited and done it in a scenario where I was a lot more safe. I was 16, he was 18. And we were dating for quite a while, but it still didn't feel right to me. And I should have probably listened to my gut.
Yeah, I feel like you will never feel like your first time is the right time. I feel like no matter what your first time is, you'll always be like, I wish I'd done it this way, I wish I'd done it that way.
I feel like it's like the first time you eat food doesn't necessarily have to be the best burger you ever have in your life. It might just be all right, or it might be crap, or it might be horrible, but it doesn't mean you don't ever have to eat food again. Do you know
yes,
what I mean? It's like
absolutely.
Your first time doesn't have to be the best sex.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be what you're dreaming of and stuff like that. Obviously, wait until you feel very comfortable, and trusting someone is important. But yeah, a lot of people make mistakes, and you shouldn't regret it. Like, I try really hard not to regret my first time, because that's what... Like, my second time and my third time were great. you know?
Yeah, and I think you've really hit the nail on the head. I think, you know, finding a person you trust and you can experiment safely with is really, really important,
so
especially
important,
for
yeah.
navigating the first time to,
yeah.
you know, together with somebody that you trust. But also, I think that it is important that, you know, your first time might not always be really special.
A lot of the time
it wasn't. My first time was a fucking threesome.
My first time wasn't very romantic or special, like, at all. Like,
and
I
it
was,
doesn't have to be, because yeah, those
with
times
that
can
boy.
Come in the future.
Yeah. Like, I ended up going out with that boy, like, yeah. for years, but it doesn't necessarily always be special. And that yeah. happens a lot.
Yeah, mm. absolutely. Yeah, so I think this person is absolutely fine. And I think just go with how you feel. And when you find somebody that you trust, go with it. And just, mm-hmm. just go with your gut instinct and how you really feel. And don't worry about people around you.
Yeah.
If you make a mistake, it'll be okay.
Yeah.
Because mistakes are fine. Part of life.
Absolutely. And that quite nicely brings us on to the end of the show. Guys.
No!
I've had so much fun having
I've
you here.
I've had so much fun.
You guys are amazing. Thank you so much for coming on the show. If you want to check out these guys, where can they do that?
Jessie B on YouTube, and then Jessica_Brennan on Instagram.
Good luck finding that. And Melanie Murphy.
And I'm Melanie Murphy on YouTube, and I am Melanie Murphy on Twitter and Instagram. But on Twitter and Instagram, I've got two eyes in Melanie instead of one. So you go.
So basically, you can't find either of these.
Yeah, and basically on Twitter, I'm at Jessie _
tweets. Just find them
on my social media. Yeah. They'll be there somewhere. All right, guys, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
You're not welcome. I hate you.
I love you, Gala.
Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Anne Boleyn, she kept her tin rich. All her hopes and dreams were in. She plans to run away with him forever. Leaves a note and starts to choke, and feel the lump that's in her throat. It's raining and she leaves her coat in silence.
We're sorry but we disagree, the boy is burning. Can't you see we're drowning sins in misery and ripping out in history.
Orders from the Queen, results in a monstrosity.